going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Voted yes to Amendment 3 back in November to allow abortions again in Missouri. But tonight, after a state Supreme Court ruling, the procedures are halted.
Today's ruling comes in response to a circuit judge blocking abortion restrictions.
Yeah, Channel 4's coverage yesterday, the breaking news that the Missouri Supreme Court has basically put back it's effectively a ban on abortion while they allow a lower court to figure out what's going on with this law, which was known as Amendment 3 when it was on the ballot. I have asked my friend Beavis Shock from shocklaw.com to join us this morning with some reaction to all this, maybe explain exactly what they did there. Beavis, good morning.
Good morning, Mark, and I am ready to go, having studied this for the last hour.
Glad to hear it. It was a pretty short writ on the part of the Supreme Court, right?
Yeah, so you want me to give you a quick narrative of what the story is?
Please do.
All right. So everybody knows the background. The Missouri had a very, very strong ban on abortion. Then in the November election, there was an amendment to the Constitution eviscerating the ban on abortion. And then the governor and the attorney general filed suit over in Kansas City and said, no, that shouldn't apply, and that's not right. It had a lot of reasons, including that there was no more licensing and there was no protection of because the instruments didn't have to be sterile and things like that. And Judge Zong, the Honorable Judge Zong, heard all that and then on December 20th issued an order that basically said, hey, and by the way, the initial suit was by the Planned Parenthood abortion providers saying, now that the new amendment has passed, then the old restrictions on abortion are gone, okay? So I'm sorry, I should have said that earlier. Now, so the judge had a look at all that and said, well, I think this amendment is pretty strong. Missourians want to allow abortions, so I'm going to eliminate the restrictions on abortions. And that was in December. Now, the Supreme Court yesterday said, whoopsie, you made a mistake. And it's in order to get an order from a judge, for a judge to issue an order that says hey, we're going to make it so a statute is invalid. The statute here being all the ones that said no abortion. The amendment says yes, abortion. So there are four factors. Now, the important, well, I'm going to tell you what they are. They're whether the person who wants to stop the laws is going to be harmed if it's not stopped, what happens to other people, who's likely to prevail, and what happens to the public. Now, is this too complicated so far? Are you with
me? Well, no, I am with you. I'm just, so basically the rules that they have overturned here and put back in place, a lot of these were just safety issues. They didn't prevent abortion. They just dealt with making sure that somebody who was at risk of sepsis could get medical care if need be, right?
Right. Now, here's what happened. The judge in Kansas City used what's called a standard. Now, in the law, when a judge is going to do something, he's supposed to look at what the standard is and then judge the facts against the standard. That kind of makes sense, right?
Sure.
So he said, under an older version of the thing, possibility of success on the merits. He was supposed to say, a likelihood of success on the merits. So we've changed one word, possibility to likelihood. Now.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think what the outcome of all that is going to be is that parts of the statutes protecting abortion rights, which were overturned by the amendment, will end up being in place. Things like sterilization of instruments. So yeah, that's kind of basic.
Seems
right?
Like should be anyway. Yeah,
that's pretty obvious. So Judge Zhang got slapped down, and now, and this is part of the process. I mean, we're all going to respect the opinions of the judges. We have to do that. There's nothing else to do in life but accept judges' orders, or we'll have no free society. But the Supreme Court said, Judge Zhang, let's have a do-over here. Now, I think what's going to happen is that a lot of the laws that allow abortion, that prohibit abortion will be dumped. And we're going to have abortion in Missouri because it passed 51-48. That's what happened. Until now. Now, we're going to have another vote in a year and a half. So sit tight on that one.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's all about the fine points of the language on what the voter sees when they get in the booth. But so, anyway, that's called the ballot title.
Oh, I was just going to say, so does this require that Jackson County judge to just rewrite her rule, his or her ruling?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so
absolutely.
is that a simple, like, put this in context for in perspective for us? Is that a simple fix? I guess is the word that comes to mind. Like, could we see this pause on abortion for weeks, or could we see it? Like, could this judge get it done in a day?
Well, it's going to take more than a day. So the judge's opinion is about 25 pages long, and only about 2 or 3 pages of it are under attack here by the Missouri Supreme Court. So what the judge will do, first of all, they never like to rule in a day because that implies they haven't thought about it.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't want that. But they're going to take a little time, and I would estimate a week to 2 weeks. Judge will say, oh, gosh, I meant to get that right. I'm so sorry. My law clerk screwed it up. They'll blame it on somebody else. See, one of the things that goes on is different levels of judges have different people who work for them to look up the law. And the judge is responsible, ultimately, for whether it's right or wrong. But these clerks, they're called clerks. I mean, the Supreme Court of the United States has lost students 1 or 2 years out of law school looking up the law all day. This has always struck me as insane because they're young and stupid, have no life experience, and don't know the context of anything. Anyway, Judge probably had a law clerk do this, and right now she is taking a baseball bat to that knucklehead.
Because it got a slap down by the Supreme Court. All right. Well, that gives us some...
It was a smackdown. I mean, it was just boom.
Well, I appreciate the background, my friend. That kind of lets us know that this, whatever it is going to be probably remedied fairly quickly, it looks like. So,
well, I think, yes. I think we're going to have abortions in Missouri. I mean, until the vote another year and a half. That's what the outcome's going to be. But it's going to be some of the safety provisions and licensing provisions will be reviewed by Judge Zhang, and that'll stay. I mean, The lower court judge is supposed to get into the fine points. The Supreme Court just looks at the big stuff.
So is there no requirement for them to make sure that these facilities that are providing abortions are actually complying with these? That has nothing to do with this. Like, once these are enforced about sterilizing equipment and offering ultrasounds, there's no, like, hey, we have to make sure you're actually doing this?
Well, there's something called the Board of Healing Arts, which is some state agency that's responsible for issuing licenses. I'm sure they have inspectors that go around and check on stuff like that. I mean, that's their job.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think it's reasonable to expect that part will be done properly.
Beavis, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Okay, always fun to talk to you guys.
Yep.
And can you give me an easier assignment next time, Mark?
I will do it so you don't have to spend an hour studying it.
All right. I hope I explained it clearly. Bye-bye.
Take care. Beavis Shock there. Beavis Shock at shocklaw.com. Good to get his take on it. So he thinks maybe some law clerk might have screwed up there.
Won't take
him long to fix it, in other words.
A couple weeks, maybe, he said. The respectable thing to do would be to take responsibility yourself, because I understand it may have been some goofy law clerk who overlooked something,
to,
but ultimately it's the judge who signs off on it. So I'm sorry, I can't stand when people are just so quick to want to throw everybody else under the bus. Like, take some responsibility.
Yep.
You are the judge. You were supposed to make sure that this had... Now, I'm thankful that they screwed up, because that means at least there's a temporary pause on abortion.
It sheds some light on some of what's gone on behind the scenes, for sure. Coming up, we'll get to our friend Genevieve Wood from Heritage. At the bottom of the hour, Missouri State Senator Adam Schnelting. I asked him to come on and kind of give us an idea where he stands on this stadium funding issue for the special session, which starts on Monday of next week. We'll get to all that for you coming up a little later this hour.
The Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.